ഇത് SBS റേഡിയോ മലയാളം.
Thank you for talking to SBS Radio, Mr. Jason Clare.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now it's less than 3 weeks for the elections. How do you see the chances of Labour Party now?
Well, we're still the underdogs. I don't think there's any doubt about that. We're about 21 seats behind the Liberal Party, and there's never been a one-term federal government in 85 years. So the Liberal Party are the favourites to win the election. We've got to work very, very hard over the next 3 weeks if we're going to win the election. But we've got the one advantage, I think, that we've got the better policies. Our policies, which are designed to make sure we fund our schools properly, that we protect Medicare so people don't have to pay lots of money to go to the doctor or to get an X-ray or to get an MRI or a mammogram, are important. Our childcare policy is much better. It makes it more affordable for parents to go back to work after they have a child as well. So I think we've got the better policies. We understand the needs of the Australian community very, very well, but it's still going to be very, very tough on election day. So fingers crossed.
Okay, and one question that is being raised repeatedly against you in this election campaign is the costing of the policies that you announce. You have come up with, Labour Party has come up with many policies, but you are not able to find, or you are not able to explain, where does the money come from for implementing those policies. So how do you think that people will believe in your policies?
This is what the Liberal Party wants you to believe, but we have found more savings over 10 years than spending commitments that we will make. That's very, very important to understand. Over the last 2 years, we've announced a number of big, bold, sometimes controversial policies to fund these improvements for Australia. The changes to tobacco tax, to superannuation taxation, to negative gearing for housing, for new housing. All of those policies help to make sure that we've got the funds we need to improve our schools for our kids, to protect bulk billing and protect Medicare, make sure that green card in your wallet still works, as well as to make childcare more affordable. And the thing the Liberal Party don't want anyone to know is that because of these big structural changes, the budget will be in a much stronger position over 10 years under Labor than it would be under the Liberals.
Okay. And coming to the communications sector, you are the Shadow Communications Minister. Before previous election, the Liberal Party has announced that there won't be any cuts for ABC and SBS. But after coming to power, Tony Abbott government has cut the funds of ABC and SBS. So if you are coming to power, what will be the future of ABC and SBS?
Well, SBS is terribly important, very, very important in helping Australians to understand more about their next door neighbours and helping to tell the story of multicultural Australia. And SBS radio is specific, you know, in particular, really, really important. Multicultural Australia relies on SBS radio to understand not just what's going on the other side of the world, but what's happening in their local community. My wife is Vietnamese. Her parents and her grandparents rely on SBS Vietnamese radio to help them understand more about what's happening around Sydney, Melbourne, all around our local community. So it's very important. I think people were very upset when Tony Abbott promised there'd be no cuts, and then there were massive cuts to SBS and ABC. We've announced some increases in funding for the ABC in sport, in drama and in education. They're very, very important things that will make ABC a much stronger organisation providing good services. It's important that ABC and SBS are kept as separate organisations, but there is an opportunity potentially down the track for some of the back-of-house shared services between the ABC and SBS to be looked at as well.
So does that mean that Labor has any such plans in mind?
Nothing specific, but it's the sort of thing in government that is worth looking at to see if you can find improvements in the operations in behind the scenes, in the back of house of ABC and SBS. That will mean that we can invest in more of the things that people want to see and to use and to hear from SBS and ABC.
Okay, one final question is, just election just a few weeks ahead, and the opinion poll says both parties are neck to neck. And if you look at the preferred leaders, Bill Shorten is far behind Malcolm Turnbull as the preferred leader. Do you have any magic in your mind or the Labour Party's mind to turn this around?
Well, I think Australians are just starting to focus on the election now. This election's been like the Melbourne Cup horse race. You get excited at the start, and then everyone starts to lose attention as the horses run round the back of the track. And then as the horses come round for the final straight, everyone looks for their horse and starts to focus. Same with this election. I think Australians are going to start voting this week. They're going to start seeing TV ads this week. They're going to start thinking about who they want to choose in the election. And my message is, vote for the Labor Party if you want your kids to get a better education, if you want your parents to have the health care and the aged care services they need, and if you want the childcare services that you need for your young children.
Okay, thank you once again, Mr. Jason Clare, for talking to SBS Radio.
My pleasure, thank you.
SBS മലയാളം റേഡിയോ പരിപാടികൾ ആസ്വദിക്കാറുണ്ടോ? റേഡിയോയ്ക്കപ്പുറം ഓൺലൈനിലും നമുക്ക് ഈ ചർച്ചകൾ തുടരാം. SBS മലയാളം ഫേസ്ബുക്ക് പേജ് ലൈക്ക് ചെയ്യുക. നിങ്ങളുടെ അഭിപ്രായങ്ങളും പ്രതികരണങ്ങളും നിർദ്ദേശങ്ങളും എല്ലാം അവിടെ രേഖപ്പെടുത്താം. SBS മലയാളം ഫേസ്ബുക്ക് പേജ്.